Warning, this podcast contains mature content. Listener discretion is advised. Last time on Fantasy Nights. Egil's on fire, Freema's invisible, Lore and Quinn are tearing up the dance floor. Just another day at the office.
Okay, let's go back to somebody else. Lore, what are you
doing? I'm scoping.
All right.
Would this be a search?
Okay. This would be, depends. It would be a search if you're looking for something specific, spot if you're just doing a general scope of the area.
All right, spot.
All right. See who's up in the club.
Ooh. That would be a 23.
All right.
See who is up in the club.
All right, you are spotting, searching around the bar, seeing who's up in the club. We've got quite an interesting mixture of people tonight. We, of course, got some humans, some elves. Looks like there are also a few surprisingly well-dressed minotaurs. There's also some dragon. There's also looks to be some dragonborn as well.
Surprisingly well-dressed minotaurs.
I was going to say surprisingly well-dressed minotaurs.
Surprisingly well-dressed
I'm drunk enough, evidently.
I'm just seriously imagining a really buff minotaur
in like a tuxedo.
Yeah.
Just like,
yeah. Surprisingly
well-dressed minotaurs.
It's like Donkey Kong it just in a tie.
Yeah. It's like quite a menagerie.
Business casual.
Business casual minotaur.
After the office, no.
Well, I can't say I'm particularly interested in minotaurs or dragonborn, as I'd be afraid of them ripping me in half.
There was a weird pause there.
A public service announcement.
just saying. Any particularly attractive humans or elves?
Let's see here.
Not into it.
What about, like, half-dragons?
No.
All right, well, looks like to your slightly inebriated eyes,
oh, sweet.
There are indeed a few. Looks to be a couple of the elves there. They have some interesting color hair. It's not just the standard elf blonde or what have you.
No.
They've actually got a couple of technicolor hair colors there. And let's see, on humans, got a couple there that look decent. Got some dark hair and one blonde.
Alright. Suppose I'll go up to one of the elves. I don't even know if I specify gender at this point. don't suppose it matters at this point.
In the technicolor hair category, we have two males, one female.
All right, I'm just gonna go and charisma all of them.
Charisma.
Go
up. Stress. Otra vez.
Oh my god.
Okay.
Te quiero, puta. All right, that would be a 19.
All right.
To just be overall charismatic at these people.
All right, so you head over there and just decide to be overall charismatic, and they seem to agree, so...
oh, wonderful.
You're having a nice little chat with them, and we'll get back to that, and we're back at initiative to see who's doing what.
I've got 18.
I'm gonna switch dice.
Oh, shit.
5. 10.
10. Shit.
What's your net?
6.
4. Okay.
All right, then. So, hey, you.
Well.
You're on fire. Frame has disappeared. It's been a weird night.
I feel like we should figure out how to get Freema back to normal.
What?
Why?
This is cool. I think I should get another drink, actually.
That can only end well.
It can.
Okay, well, you try that. I'm gonna go listen to the music. Dance bit.
Alright then.
See what's going on.
You're gonna head back to the music. Go ahead and try to see if you're any better dancing.
Yeah, let's see what I've got. With my massive charisma, apparently. Let's see here. Yeah, da-da-da-da. Oh shit. 21.
Wow, you You are just a dancing machine.
Man. You're a dancing queen.
Well, he's literally
oh.
A
oh. ABBA burned.
New level of burned.
Oh, yes.
You don't notice him because he's on fire.
Yeah, because I'm on fire. My fire and I'm grooving.
I'm on fucking fire.
It's fire in the disco.
Yeah. Yes. I am the fire in the disco.
Don't you want to know how he keeps starting fires? It's my desire.
Apparently this is the musical episode
This is our musical edition of Fantasy Nights.
All right.
Very special episode.
Meanwhile, I'm just going to say lore. You're charisming with the various elves. What's the plan?
Shit. Didn't think it would get this far. Thought I'd pass that by now.
Yeah, what
a vote of confidence.
My gaping wounds would have caused me to pass out by now, but so, apparently I'm still going. Alright, I'm gonna suggest a straight up private party in a room upstairs.
Invite them to the pants party.
I'm gonna invite them to the pants party. I'm gonna diplome the shit out of them right now.
So all three right now.
All three.
Okay.
All
so
three.
You're gonna need some high diplomacy for the aforementioned pants party.
Will 25 do?
Yes, it will.
Some people may just be in it for the pants.
Yeah, I don't know.
I thought this was a pants party!
I thought it was for pants!
So, apparently, there's going to be quite a quite an interesting thing happening, and one of the floors of the Sirens Call, because they apparently have a room up there, came in for the festival. So, guys, head on out, and we'll get back to the logistics of that. And so, Quinn.
I guess I'm gonna scope for cuties.
Alright,
I don't
scope
know.
Out.
I took all the elves.
That's okay.
Yeah, as Laura took the entire
I would like someone manlier than me.
Okay, you're right.
So, a minotaur?
No!
Asshole. She's all about that dragonborn.
No.
Well-dressed minotaur gets no love.
No, I'm sorry, well-dressed minotaur, but I don't... No.
Or at least he might get some good conversation from Prima.
Yes!
She can't see.
Yeah, but she can't see.
How's it going? What? Someone talking to me?
I've never been a minotaur before.
Alright, so Quinn, you're going to do some scoping, yes?
Yes. That would be a 24.
Alright, you're doing some scoping. Well, you see that pretty much the entire contingent of elves have left with Lore.
That's going to be fun, I guess.
We, of course, always have our well-dressed minotaur, some dragonborn. Of course, some various humans. We've got some blondes, some
dark
hairs.
What is a dragonborn? You mean
it's
a half-dragon?
It's basically a half-dragon, but they've got a new and fancy name now.
Oh.
New and improved.
Yeah, they're half-dragons. They're half-dragons. And let's see. And recently walking in here, you see a couple of interesting looking people. They seem, kind of see they have kind of a interesting skin color. It's almost kind of pale and translucent for a moment. Then you kind of realize why, as you see both kind of the blue and greenish hair as well as the light indication of gills. They're clearly some type of mer people.
No.
And so that is pretty much your scopings.
There's humans.
Yeah, what do we got with the humans?
Okay. With the humans.
Bless you.
Excuse me.
You sneezed.
Wah, wah.
Sorry.
Okay, so with the humans, got basically, you have a choice of two in the blonde category, three in the brunette category, and one that has the more unusual hair color of kind of a... blue and purple mixture.
That one.
Yeah, that. I want that.
That.
Alright, so you're headed that way. What's your play?
Wait, what is that? What is she hitting on right now?
Is it a dude or a chick?
It is a dude.
Okay.
Oh, damn.
Either way, it's fine. I don't care.
Yeah, it is a dude.
he dancing or what's he doing right now?
Yeah, right now he's kind of chilling out at the bar. He just got drinks. I see he's kind of doing similar things, drinking and scoping.
I'm going to buy him a drink.
Ooh. All right, then.
So smooth. I'll
buy him a drink. All right, buy him a drink. What drink are you buying?
What's he drinking?
He seems to be drinking, looks like some kind of whiskey or bourbon.
Two whiskeys.
All right, you get two whiskeys. Bartender hands one to him. He turns around. He motions over to you and then comes on over and says, "That, thanks."
No problem.
All right, well, cheers, I guess.
Yeah. Clink.
And drink. Constitution.
Shit. Why did I buy a drink? Can I pretend to drink?
You would have to do a bluff check versus his sense motive to see if he can pretend to drink.
I'm going to try to pretend to drink.
All right, give it a shot.
I guess I'm just drinking.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Okay. All right, Constitution. Okay, that's good. I have a 20.
Mm. Excellent. Very good.
So, I didn't just pass the fuck out right there.
Because it was quite a strong whiskey that he was drinking. So,
okay.
On the upside, you can get a +2 to your strength.
Yeah.
On the downside, you get a -3 to your constitution.
Okay.
And yeah, other than that, good times, good times. Seems to be enjoying himself there, and we will get back to that as we head over to Freema, who's still invisible. And looking to get another drink, from what we understand.
Yes, I was thinking of a drink.
All right, so... Oh.
All right. Can you get the attention of the bartender?
So, barkeep.
What?
Hey, barkeep.
Oh, yeah, you.
Remember me?
You're invisible now, that's a
thing.
Did
you almost say I died?
No.
Remember me? I died.
I'm haunting you.
Give me a drink.
Okay. So, can I get the clear one?
You sure you want to do that?
Well, if it's as cool as this, then yeah.
All right, then.
Oh my God.
On right up. It's 20 gold for that.
Okay.
It'd be a bit of a discount, seeing as you know you're invisible and all.
Aw, that's sweet.
All right, there you go.
Another invisible discount.
Hey, you should definitely try it.
This is a start to sleep. Finding poses to make me invisible and be like,
okay,
hey,
so
what
am I 14?
Constitution.
14.
Oh, Constitution?
Yeah, it's a fortitude save.
Okay, then I have a -2, so 10.
Oh, boy.
Well, first thing, the weird color thing stays, but you can start to, but your body actually visibly reappears. However, pretty much immediately after that, you suddenly start to feel very, 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 very cold.
Oh.
As you literally watch as your skin turns translucent.
Yeah.
And yeah, so you literally see your skin start to go kind of a very weird blue in your twisted up spectrum. Everyone else sees you essentially reappear and become nearly translucent. As when you breathe out, you literally see like a puff as if you're in some place very cold.
So, barkeep, how do I look?
I'm gonna go. I am going to go.
Oh, man.
I should go.
Look
find
at the
way.
Time my shift is
yeah.
over.
Look at my wrist. My shift is up.
Oh, I guess I'll have to ask them.
On the other side of things, you have a -6 to your constitution.
Are you dead?
Oh, God.
Damn. I have -10 constitution.
Oh, God. Oh, God.
Wait.
I didn't
know.
No. You don't have
If
you have -10 constitution,
you're
dead. She
has 4 constitution right
there. You have 4 constitution.
Here we go, yeah. If
you hit 0, you die.
Yeah.
Okay.
0, you die. Right now, you are super drunk.
You're alcohol poisoning
you
drunk.
You are ridiculously drunk. And you also get a -5 to your dexterity.
Oh, lovely.
Yeah, I don't think you can move anymore.
You're gonna wake up in the hospital.
Well, I used to
just
have getting your stomach pumped.
I had +3 dexterity now.
That you're just gonna morph into an ooze.
-2.
Freema be ooze way.
Now I have -1 dexterity.
Oh my God.
Thank you for listening to Fantasy Nights. You can check out our website at perfectlylegitbusiness.com, like us on Facebook under Perfectly Legitimate Business, and follow us on Twitter at Fantasy Nights 1. This is Egil, reminding you never to refuse alcohol from another dimension. This is Egil, reminding you, when diplomacy doesn't work, try bluffing. You can at least pretend to be nice.